This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The conversation again. It's the Thursday good day. No, it isn't either. It's the DJV show. Every once in a while I waft back into those thrilling days of yesteryear when it was the good day program. It was just me. And then there was Jennifer. And then there was Victoria. And then there was Kara. And now we're all here together to celebrate. We'll have a big TV, speaking of celebration, a big TV report coming up in a few moments. First, though, it's something to celebrate. If you're a business person and you don't know how to use social media, here's a clue. There is a focus on some of these people who run these companies, like Zuckerberg. You'd think he'd be good at using Facebook and the guys that run Google. But then there's the CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk. I thought this was a fabulous, very good way, and I can learn something from this lady's myself, because I'm not great at social media. So this guy, who's a customer of Tesla, sends a tweet to Elon Musk, and it reads, "Can you guys program the car once in park to move back the seat and raise the steering wheel?" Which is a pretty good suggestion. There are some cars, the car I drive, it sets, you can put a memory button, and Jennifer, your car probably does this too.
Right.
You set the seat where you want, and you hit the memory button.
No matter who sits there, it goes back to your position. Right.
Right. So can you do that in your car as well, Kara?
No.
No, okay. I didn't think
Does your car have wheels, Kara?
No, I have to push it myself. It's a long drive in the morning.
She's like Fred Flintstone on the way, yeah.
Victoria, you have a car that's new, isn't that?
Yeah.
Does it have a set
that is
thing?
Literally the one feature that it doesn't have that I wanted. Ah. I know. And that because Lewis and I have a height difference, and that's literally the only thing we argue about is when we switch driving.
Really?
My mom has been sitting in the back seat.
How does that height difference go again?
Yeah, how much...
What?
Uh-oh.
What? Wait, what did I say? What?
No, it's just I've seen pictures and it doesn't seem like there's that much of a height difference.
It's probably close to 2 inches, but it's enough that like my legs are really long and
his
aren't.
Yeah, I was gonna ask. Do you have? Because it's weird because my dad sits like even though I probably have the same size legs as my dad, he sits really far back and I sit like really close forward.
And Lewis, for whatever reason, like, he boosts the seat way up, and so, like, my head is touching the ceiling of the car when I get in. Like, it's just, it's enough that it's a constant
it's
argument.
Funny. My pal and I both drive the same kind of car, so when I'm driving her car, there's a button, and she likes the seat lower, and so sets it that way, and then there's a button, it's number one is her, and number two is me. And then when she's in my car, number one is her, and number two
I'm telling you, I knew I loved Meredith. People make fun of me all the time. My car, I always adjust it to the lowest possible degree. Everybody's like, why do you want this so low?
Yeah, right.
Well, you're in an SUV now, too, right?
I am, but even in my other car, I always think it as low as possible.
All right, so anyway, back to Elon Musk and the question that came from this fellow, a guy who just bought a Tesla. His name is Paul Franks. So within 20 minutes of getting that tweet, the tweet goes right to Elon Musk, and this is brilliant. He just responds back to the guy, good point. We will now add it to all cars in the upcoming software releases.
Hmm.
So
that's awesome.
Isn't that, it is.
See, that's
and
the power of social media.
Of use, yes, social media.
Yep, yeah. I mean, things like, you know, if you need customer service right away for if your cable goes out, I've used it for that, airline trouble, they've lost my bag, and you tweet right at, you get such better, faster customer service. And then to have accessibility to people like Elon Musk and other celebrities, too, that's the real genius of Twitter. I think it's kind of the only thing that has left to it, really.
One of the things, Victoria, that when I read that exchange, I was thinking about my own exchange with a company. I have been driving Rovers for a long time, and they've made excuse after excuse after excuse as to why there's a problem. They blame this person, or the responsibility is another department, or they stall you, and that's how good ideas are killed. The most recent experience I had, the fellow that ran the local dealership that I liked a lot and was the reason that I brought a lot of friends in there, they fired, and they didn't have a good reason for doing it other than the fellow who owns the dealership, his son didn't like the manager, and so they fired him. There was a real warm, friendly, family-like atmosphere. Guy was selling hundreds of cars a month, breaking all the records for Jaguar and Rover in this area, and they still fired him. So I sent a note to the owner of the company, because on the website it says, tell Herb what you think. So I told Herb what I thought. You think I got anything back from him? No. Zero. Got nothing back from him. So then
notice
the company...
we don't give you an option like that when you have to pay us. We're like, don't tell us what you think.
So then I got a survey from Land Rover wanting to know what I thought. And so, you know me, I told them what I thought. And gave it to him in triplicate about this dealership. So then I get a call back from some young lady who wants to know what the problem is. She leaves me a message. And so she left a phone number, and I called the phone number, and it was into the general number, 800-whatever-Rover. So you have to go through 9 different things before you get to her, and she wasn't there. So I left a message, and I said, please call me back and give me a direct inside number so that I can call you directly and don't have to go through all these other numbers to get to you. Push 1 for English, push 2 for, you know, that stuff. So what did she do? She left the same number again. She's called me back 3 times and left the same number. I've been silly enough to call back twice on that number, and I just said, you know what? They really don't care. They really don't want to know. Because they make it so difficult. If you wanted to know, you'd make it easy. And that's the trouble with customer service across the board, especially with many American-made products. The arrogance of dealing with these people and, you know, the fact that they just don't get it. They don't. And then Musk comes along, or people like him, and they master the use of what... If you want to have a brand that survives, you better be selling to people who are Kara's age and to Victoria's age, Denver's age. Remember the when the Buick changed their whole focus? It's not your father's Buick or whatever that ad was. And they changed the design, and Buicks all of a sudden became
sexy again.
Very popular
really?
Car.
It might not be your father's Buick, but it's your uncle's Buick. I mean, I don't think it's that great.
There are some models that are aimed at you that are probably pretty similar to that Chevrolet that you bought, I'm going to guess.
The Chevy Trax is the one that we have, SUV, and the equivalent in Buick, every time we pass it on the road, it's so ugly. I don't know how they messed up so much, but we always say, like, even if the Buick was so much better of a car, we would still take the Chevy model because it just looks a lot cooler.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I will at least give crediting to their advertising department, because when I see a Buick commercial, I know that it's a Buick commercial because they have the same thing in all of them now, where someone pulls up and they're like confused about, you know, what car the Buick is because they don't recognize that it's a Buick.
Yeah.
So I at least know that, whereas there are some car companies where it could be Chevy commercials. Chevy, what do they have? The one where they like reveal all the different rooms and say all the different great things about Chevy, but that's not very memorable to me. So they at least have that going for them. But
yeah. You know, there are a lot of reasons to like Musk and his innovation. The car is a supercar. I've thought seriously about getting a Tesla. The problem is that you can't count. I'd forget to plug it in or do something, you know, and then you drive down the road 50 miles and run out of juice.
You'd only have to do that once or twice before you would never forget again.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, I have a lot of respect and regard for him. I think
they're also good-looking cars.
They are. They're not big enough for me in terms of an SUV, but they're good. Yeah, and they ride so wonderfully well, and it's so much fun. My friend has 2 of them, and you know, he took me out for a ride in them, and we were talking, and he's not looking at me.
Aren't they
he's not looking at the road,
though?
Looking at me. What's that?
I mean, the only one you can afford is the cheaper model, and there's a waiting list for that. I mean, it's pretty pricey.
How much are, I mean, the cheaper one is like 35. What are the other ones? 80 or 90?
Yeah. Yeah, and
so that's like a Range Rover,
I mean,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, but that's expensive. I mean, that for me, that's expensive.
It is for most people, yeah.
All right.
Not all Doug.
I mean, not all of us are Stefan over there.
Yeah.
I've worked for mine, thank you. 16 past the hour.
Please. Wow.
Television report.
Wow.
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. Jennifer has 17 jobs. I mean, come on.
All right, 16 past the hour. TV report, speaking of one of Jennifer's jobs. That's one of her jobs next.
The final days of the Ford summer sales event are here, and so is our best offer of the year on F-150. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, sale ends September 5th. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand and save big on the Ford F-150. Just announced, 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Get to your Ford dealer. The summer sales event ends soon. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, Homer Taylor.
We're just talking about what wish, so some of these people, the salaries that were published in Variety this week for movie stars, television stars, and different categories and stuff, and I want to go through a few of those. But first, Jennifer is going to tell us what's the big deal tonight on the tube.
Oh, it's a big finale, Dougie. Are you ready? Are you locked in?
A Game of Thrones? Is it Game of Thrones all over tonight? No, it's next
Sunday.
Sunday.
Right. But yeah. Boy Band is all over tonight, please. Game of Thrones, please. Get that out of here. Season 1 finale of Boy Band ends on ABC at 8 o'clock. On ESPN, they have, obviously done a little moving of Robert Lee. That was the big story. But if you want to still support the network, 30 for 30, What Carter Lost is on at 9:30 Eastern tonight. That's a documentary on the highs and lows of the 1988 Dallas Carter High School football team. So you can check that out. 21 players that year were offered college scholarships and went on to be big NFL superstars. So that's on ESPN at 9:30 Eastern. The Mist is new at 10 on Spike. This is a season finale of this creepy crawly drama based on Stephen King's book. And, of course, a new episode of The Wall at 8 on NBC. Beach Shazam at 8 on Fox. And on the CW, Penn and Teller are back with Fool Us at 8 p.m.
Yeah. All right, so Arby's is involved in the Game of Thrones finale. They're releasing their giant smoked turkey leg, a huge hunk of meat that you can usually only find at theme parks and festivals. Arby's version will only be available at select locations, seasoned with salt and brown sugar. What's that got to do? I don't watch Game of Thrones. What the heck has that got to do?
Do they eat giant turkey legs on Game of Thrones, Kara?
That's the timing.
You don't normally see them eating, but it's kind of supposed to be medievalish. So, yeah, I guess if they were eating, that's what they would be eating.
So on Sunday night, are you going to swing by an Arby's so you can watch the
course,
finale
obviously.
With a giant turkey leg?
Yeah.
All right, so we're just talking about some of these hosts and what they're making. Ellen DeGeneres, according to the Variety article this week, $50 million a year. Judge Judy, $47 million. Ellen works pretty much every day, probably takes some time off in the summer. Judy, the judge, Judy Shimlin, I think that's a 21 or 24 day a year.
Oh, my God. What a deal.
Wow. She makes so much cash.
Yeah, they do five or six episodes.
And all she has to do is sit there and look annoyed. I mean, it's not even like you have to do anything.
Right. Yeah.
I'm great at that. Why am I not making $47 million?
I mean, I look annoyed right now. I could totally do that.
You sound annoyed. 21.
Oh, whammo. Guilty.
Opera.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get to him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Music is an important portion of each hour, and on Thursdays during this hour of the DJV Experience, we throw back to a particular year, the top five songs from this week in 1959 right now, starting with the first big hit from Ray Charles called What I Say. Crank this puppy up. Number five. There we go. Yeah, what's that?
What's that? What's that?
What did I say?
One more time.
Hard not to get wrapped around this puppy. Number five, Ray Charles. Just a top five listen this week in 1959. Number four belonged to Paul Anka. Again, his first big hit. People remember this. Someone to love.
Is someone to love.
How about that? All right, let's see. You know, enjoy the rest of these if you're from the Moldy Oldie department. Number three this week belongs to Carl Dobkins Jr., who is a country Billy Hooky kind of a guy. This is a cute song.
Is honest and true.
He was a protege of Fabian. Anybody here know who Fabian is, by the way?
You know, does he do a song about lions and or tigers or something? Doesn't he do a song about, like, an animal?
I've got a cheating.
I totally made that up.
I'm not sure.
He was a young, wasn't he a young guy, though, like a kid? Or did I, am I totally
star.
Thinking of someone else?
Yeah, no. He was a young star. There's a lot of of he was one of these. There were half a dozen, like Ricky Nelson, guys that came in that era that not only were musicians, but they were movie stars, too. Because of their name, the producers of movies would throw them in movies just to have them there.
So, like they did that to Elvis, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So girls could look at him.
Right, yeah. All right, so My Heart's an Open Book, number three this week, 1959. Number two, the Drifters' first big song was There Goes My Baby. Oh, my God, what a great song this is.
Crank this puppy up,
will you please? Yeah. Now, I'll tell you a little side story here. This was the first pop hit that violins were used in. You hear the violin? Never heard violins before this.
Huh.
Hear them?
Yeah.
And it was a suggestion that a young disc jockey, who'd actually only been on the air for a year or two, came up with, who identified himself immediately with the pop. And it wasn't Alan Freed. It was Dick Clark, who said...
Oh.
To the producer of this record, why don't you try some violins? So that's what they did. That's where they came from. And after that, violins were used in all kinds of things. So, kind of cool.
Amazing.
You know that, that's the history. Number one this week, 1959. Elvis was 2 weeks at number one with a big hunk of love. Don't be a tender little mama. You're about to stop me half to death.
I've never heard this song, but I love
it. Yeah. It gets confused with another song, Hunka Hunka Burning Love. But he had a lot of hunks in his songs, and a lot of people thought he was a hunk, so there you go. And the piano. Oh, my God. Jerry Lee had nothing on these guys.
And by the way, Fabian did have a song called Tiger. So
right
there you go, oh, Kara.
Kara's got it. 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, Hyundai will test 100 self-driving cars at the 2018 Winter Olympics. Hyundai's working with the South Korean government, a published report has shown. The vehicles are expected to be deployed in Pyeongchang, which will make an extremely challenging environment for them. The roads are very, very curvy, and the region is expecting lots of heavy snow, which will test these new self-driving cars to their limits. The automaker will rely on extremely accurate, high-definition digital maps to avoid mishaps. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. Drive sober or get pulled over. Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 24th through September 4th. With colors like Picnic, Pressed Flower, and August Moon, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL, and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are now on the hook. We got the hook. Some people would like to get the hook when it comes to me and hear more of Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, but this is the shake we've got here. It's times four. The DJV show, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. The situation in New York City, I went to this because I thought you'd be interested, Victoria. You may have heard the story announcement made yesterday by various parties that the city of New York and the Port Authority and Delta are going to completely rebuild the most inconvenient airport in the country. The most difficult airport is LaGuardia. Closest to the city, nightmare. And delays there, I don't go to LaGuardia. I never would go to a LaGuardia again unless my life depended on it, because it is a horror show. It's always a horror show.
Well, the construction right now is so bad. It's one lane in. You can't even get into the airport.
Right. Yeah. And then
it's a disaster.
Working on the airport itself, but starting next year, they're going to begin a makeover that'll take 4 or 5 years. Delta has committed $3 billion. That's how important that airport is.
I think it's their major hub, right?
It is.
On the East Coast?
It's the
besides,
second,
like, North Carolina, maybe?
Well, no. Atlanta is their number one port of call. But LaGuardia is very, very important to them. So they're going to spend $3 billion. The state of New York is going to spend $1 billion. And the New York Port Authority, which is Port Authority New York, New York, New Jersey, and whatever else they call it. They're spending $1 billion. But I find it intriguing that in this circumstance, the company has not gone for the maximum benefits and said, if you don't fix this airport, we're moving out. Because, and this just shows you how commerce works, this is an important cog in their wheel. And they can't do the business, as was just suggested by Victoria. They use LaGuardia as a hub from northern, like Portland, Maine. The only place you can go out of Portland, Maine, and the only airline that really services Portland is Delta. And the only place they go is LaGuardia. I think Puddle Jumper's down to Boston. But for the most part, if you're in Portland, you want to, and I use that as an example. Burlington, Vermont's another place that you do the same sort of thing. But the point is that understanding how the traffic works and the hub and spoke concept, LaGuardia is a very, it's, JFK people find is too inconvenient. I don't like JFK because it takes too long to get there. I like flying out there. I think it's a great airport, but it's too damn far to get there. I find, actually, if I'm using an airport in New York, I like Newark better than the other two.
And, you know, that's funny that you say that, because Newark is rated as the worst airport in all of America.
Well,
that just came out. Most delays, and I mean, most inconvenient.
LaGuardia is a nightmare when it comes to delays.
Ooh. See, now, I have an opposite experience with LaGuardia. It is, the traffic situation right now is really bad. When Lewis's dad drove us to the airport very early in the morning when we left for our honeymoon, we figured at 4:30 in the morning we wouldn't hit any traffic. It was a disaster. And luckily we left early enough that we were okay, but it was very close.
Yeah.
But other than that, every time I've flown in and out of LaGuardia, there are a few rules you have to abide by. Get out on the first flight in the morning and you'll be on time. If you don't try to land on a Friday, because that won't happen. Don't try to land on a Sunday night, because it won't happen. But other than that, you know, I think LaGuardia is convenient for New Yorkers.
Yeah. Well, it just, I used to go in and out when I was working in New York every day. You know, I don't know if I ever told you the story. I was doing afternoons at WMCA in New York, and it was the summer of, let's see, when would that have been? It was in the early 80s. I can't remember. It was maybe 82, 83. And I was doing, I was hired, the family, the Strauss family owned it at the time, and the lady, the daughter, was the program director, and somehow she found me, and they needed somebody who was a swing shift guy. Barry Farber was doing afternoons to get sick. So she said, can you come do this? Well, I was doing evenings at WHDH in Boston at the time, late evenings. So I said, well, let's see, how can I do this and keep them both? So I for about six, it was almost 6 months, Bob Kay loves this story, my GM and former cohort. He and I have worked a lot of radio stations together. So anyway, I did afternoons from 4 until 7 on WMCA, and I would fly down. I was doing evenings at WHCH. So I'd get off the air at 7, catch the 8 o'clock shuttle, be in Boston at 9 and go on the air at 10 at HDH and work until 2 in the morning. And then I'd go home and I'd sleep, and then I'd get up and I'd get on the shuttle and fly from Boston to New York. And I was fortunate. It wasn't bad weather time. I never missed a flight. I was never late. I, you know, I'd walk into the station by the hair in my chinny chin chin.
Yeah.
I'd be able to, I'd make it work.
Well, those shuttles don't exist anymore, right? Because that was U.S. Air, I think, right?
Yeah. U.S.
And
Air,
it was Boston, New York, and D.C. went into Reagan, I think.
Yeah, right.
And
they kind of
exist,
but they don't.
Right.
Nobody takes them, and that was the point I was going to make. You couldn't, I couldn't do that today. That which I did, was that 30 years ago? I couldn't do that today. I couldn't make that work because it's too difficult to make a schedule. So I take, when I go to New York now, I either drive, but I like the fast train. You can get to New York in 3 hours and 15 minutes, and I kind of like the. It's very expensive, though. Ooh, man, has that gotten pricey?
Well, and good luck now getting into Penn Station.
Well,
on Amtrak,
yeah, there's more construction there.
Yeah.
You can't get in and you can't get out. Plus the fact Amtrak wants to rebuild the Southern Corridor, the Southern New England Corridor, going through a lot of those quaint towns in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
So the citizens of about a dozen of these communities have sued the federal government and Amtrak. We don't want you to mess up our towns and yada, yada, yada. So anyway, it's just...
Just take a helicopter everywhere. It's so
yeah,
much easier.
That's it. We'll do that now. Get my own helicopter. Google and Walmart, as long as we're talking about business, announcing that they are partnering to confront Amazon. Google is going to start selling Walmart products on Google Express, which is not anything. What? For every 20 people that use Amazon, maybe there's one person that uses Google? Or is it even that many? I don't know anybody uses Google Express.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anyone who's used Google Express yet. But it is apparently it's gaining in popularity. It's the same thing that Amazon has, the same day service.
Yeah.
So it's Google Express. It's not as good. We talked about this in our tech report a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
The comparisons between Amazon's same day service and Google Express. Google Express has a ways to go, but partnering with Walmart is a big step.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, and Target and Costco, I think it also includes.
Does it?
Yeah, so if you shop online from any of those stores, you add it to your Google Express, and then...
I'm not one of these. I'm close to people who love to buy things from catalogs and online and stuff. I like going to the store. I like seeing what I'm going to buy. I like touching, picking it up.
But what do you buy, though? I mean, doesn't Meredith buy clothes for you? Like, you don't go out and clothes shop, right?
Well, we go together. But
okay.
She's got me on and fix thing now that they just send you the clothes.
Right.
We got a shipment a couple of weeks ago, and none of the stuff fit, so we sent it all back. But, yeah, I mean,
right.
So
you don't
so
really,
much of that
when you go to a store, I feel like you go to an auto parts store. Right? In which case, you're right. You need to be there in person to see stuff.
I'm a frequenter of the Home Depot, of the Ace Hardware store,
right,
and of the auto part. You are right. That's where
most
of my discretionary money is spent there. Yes.
Right. So those are the exceptions where I think you're right. You need to see those things in person. Those are very difficult items to order online. So I think that you're obviously in your own category.
I may be.
You are keeping big box stores alive.
Yes, I am. Yeah, let's hear it for me. Let's hear it for a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. And to say they are amazing is pretty much an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings. Imagine this, ladies. 9 to 11 servings of 31 different ripened fruits and vegetables. 22 cents a day for you to get the benefits if you're not eating correctly. And most of us don't eat enough fruit. We don't eat enough veggies. Well, we just are, we're going to the wrong places to eat the wrong food. So, if you would like to, for a couple of pennies, make sure you're getting the nutrients that you need, my suggestion is that you look out for Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. They will boost your immune system. The Balance of Nature's, supplements, these things will improve your immune system by 720%. That's how good putting really ripened fruits and veggies in your body are. And you're not doing it to the tune of, what did I say, 31 different whole... We're not doing that every day. Come on, we know you're not. I'm the one who eats the most fruit of anybody that I know. And I'm lucky. Let's see, today I'm having kiwi, orange, raspberry, blackberry, blueberry, melon. Let's see, what else do I have? We got a couple of different kinds of melon, pineapple, whatever, that kind of. So I may have 9 or 10 different things that I chew on during the course of the morning when I'm doing the program. But I certainly am not getting. And if I have veggies, last night we had cauliflower and broccoli and some kind of carrot salad. So, but I'm unusual. People just don't get this, but you need it. And I'm not even getting enough. So, the idea here is to go to Balance of Nature, or let's see, there are a couple of different things. Balanceofnature.com or calling this fun number, 800-246-8751, and order from Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. Get yourself a bottle of these supplements. And by the way, they provide a health coach. at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have about taking supplements. So why not give yourself better overall health by checking out balanceofnature.com or calling 800-246-8751. Make sure to let them know that you're listening to the DJV experience. Yep, use the promo code DJV for a special discount. We all need to take better care of ourselves. Those of you who are resisted by still want to eat a lot of hamburger and hot dog, this will give you at least one step up. Everybody needs a boost. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 47 after the hour on the DJV experience. Jennifer's not here. Victoria's here, Kara's here, and young Brendan Stefan. Not so young anymore.
I'm 40.
Yeah, I know you are. There were many times when you were on this radio program, or its predecessor, do you remember how old you were when you first went on the air? I was trying to think of that when I...
I would have to guess 11 or 12.
Yeah, maybe a little earlier even than that. 11 or 12.
11 or 12 was when I actually started offering biting commentary and answering all the really important questions.
Right. We actually used to talk to listeners. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, talk. That's a nice euphemism to use.
Right, exactly.
Those conversations didn't always go in the best direction.
So this week, my son and my daughter and my grandson and my... my son-in-law, right? Not my stepson. He's my son-in-law.
Yeah. Yes, he's married to your daughter.
To my daughter.
So I think technically that makes him your son-in-law.
So what advice do you have for Victoria and Kara for a long, healthy, active life working on this program?
How long have they made it so far?
I think I'm a little over a year.
You should be. This is gravy from this point forward.
Kara's been around for a couple of years.
The title.
Title, yeah.
Right.
It's been around for quite a long time. But
if you can make it to 12 months, you are doing something very, very right.
Wow. Hmm. We had a lot of people through the... It was sort of a swinging door for a while. And then we found...
Like saloon doors or a revolving door? What kind of door are people going through on this program?
Revolving.
Okay.
So, yeah, revolving. All right, so ladies, do you have any important questions for Brendan? We have about a minute here.
What's the biggest challenge in dealing with your father?
He's very smart, but he's not nearly as smart as he thinks he is. So that tends to be a roadblock, and then...
I'm just imagining his face right now. I know exactly what it looks like. It's the face he makes whenever he talks to any of us.
Yeah. Right. He knows a great deal, but he would be best served as he enters into, I'm not sure which decade this is for him, and I'm not going to say it on the air, but if he were to just appreciate the fact that other people do know a lot.
Really?
I like it. I like him, Doug.
10 before the hour, DJV time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
So what's the theme that we're playing here? We get into movie moments. Always have a theme. A theme for a story or a theme from a movie.
It's Iron Man. I think that there's some Robert Downey Jr. news today.
Is yes. It really? He's off drugs?
Well, I don't know about that.
I think he's been clean for a long time now.
Has he?
But he sent out a tweet yesterday to all of his fans saying, "It has come to my attention that one or more scam artists have taken to impersonating me online and asking some of you via private message or chat for donations for various causes." And he said, "I just want to let you all know that if you encounter someone on a chat platform claiming to be me, they are lying. I will never, ever communicate via private chat platforms. And please make sure you do not hand over any of your information or money."
Okay. So how much of a problem is this, anyway, do you think?
This seems to be...
this kind of thing.
This kind of thing happens every day. There's just, yeah. I mean, this the number of scams and robocalls and all that kind of stuff and online identity theft, it's getting worse and worse.
Wow. So is this the price we pay for having all this technology? Under
yeah.
The circumstances.
Certainly,
I mean, everything sort of collides together. We don't have any privacy anymore, but we have access to lots of great information. We have the use of these devices to buy things, but yet in doing that, everybody knows everything about you, what your credit card numbers are,
right.
All that stuff. So it's kind of an up and a down.
Mm-hmm. It is.
What, where the benefits are is, you know, it's not all one way by any stretch of the imagination. Some more movie news, including eye-popping money that some of these television people, well, the movie stars, we put movie stars, it's interesting how we categorize. We have movie stars, then we have television drama or television episodic stars, and we have reality stars, we have news people, that kind of stuff. They're all in different categories, but yet they're all making a lot of dough. And one wonders sometimes why. And it's all because of advertising. It really is. It's advertising or getting people in droves to find something popular. I mean, when you think about the amount of money that Showtime is investing in Netflix and HBO and all of these, I guess I always thought it was okay to see some of these, you know, like Kiefer Sutherland, who is basically he was a young movie star. He didn't do television until more recently. I think the first real TV stuff he did was 24, wasn't it? He was always a movie guy before that. And now he's making $300,000 an episode for Designated Survivor, which is sort of in the middle of what a lot of these people are making. And it's really, when you look at the bottom end, if you're a bit part but a regular player, but have a regular part in a TV show, the minimum is $40,000 an episode. So you go from there. A lot of these people that you see that are regulars on these episodic TV shows making $60,000 an episode. And that's not a bad gig if you're doing, what, 20? You do 20 or so episodes a year. That's a couple million bucks. Not bad for a kid, right?
I don't think that's bad for anyone.
Yeah, I know, right?
$60,000 an episode is more than a lot of people make a year.
Yeah.
Right.
It really is. So we question and wonder about values. Let's talk about that in a second right after this.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right. So, here's another. This is, I find, very interesting. All the game shows that are on TV now and the hosts that are doing them. Alec Baldwin, for example, is doing Match Game on ABC, and he gets $3 million for having done that. And he's supposedly donating it to some cause. Did you hear that, Victoria?
I did hear some sort of a charitable angle to it, but I don't know what he's donating to.
Yeah. Well, movie stars, he's not having to worry about his next meal. What I found fascinating is that Netflix thought David Letterman was worth so much money, they paid him $2 million an episode for that in-depth interview series he's doing, six or so of them.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.